Gang members infiltrated political party to oust chairman who was tough on crime, report claims. By Chris Tomlinson on February 1, 2023. A group of around 50 people, said to speak little Swedish and linked to criminal gangs, joined the Social Democrats in a Stockholm area town to oust a local politician who had been tough on gang crime. Ebba Oslin, chairman of the municipal board in Botkyrka, a town in the southern Stockholm region, was ousted from her position after a group of 50 or so new members of the Social Democrats voted her out by a margin of 91-88, it is said. Many of the people involved in the group of new members of the party are allegedly linked to gang criminals and apparently barely speak Swedish, according to an article by Oisin Cantwell, a columnist for the Swedish newspaper Aftonbladet. According to the columnist, one of the people involved in the vote was a member of the notorious Varby network, which has been linked to rapper Yasin Mahmood, who was arrested on suspicion of trying to kidnap another rapper in 2021. Various members of the Varby network have also been sentenced for a litany of crimes, including attempted murders, serious drug offenses and weapons offenses. According to a local source in Botkyrka, Oslin was targeted for ousting after she had cracked down on youth and leisure clubs after a report had revealed that people with convictions for serious crimes had been hired at the centers and members of the Varby network had been using the centers. There are many indications that organized crime may have taken part in the dismissal of the leading politician in the municipality. It's unheard of. That is unacceptable. What happens to Botkyrka if a social democrat who is indebted to the Varby network takes over? Cantwell wrote. There is an ongoing surge of gang violence in the Stockholm region since the Christmas Day fatal shooting of well-known gangster Mitty Dumelsachet, with a Botkyrka in an industrial area of Botkyrka reported last Thursday. Over the weekend, a 15-year-old was shot dead at the Skoges Center shopping mall in Huddinge, south of Stockholm, and what police believe was connected to the ongoing gang conflicts in the Stockholm region. We see that young people are the ones who resort to violence in the streets and squares. Sometimes they do it of their own volition, sometimes out of fear and sometimes because they are forced or threatened by the older ones to act, Max Zuckerwall, commander of the Stockholm police, said. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.